1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down, and the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood, and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. Amen. Oh, to hear God's voice. Oh, to hear the voice of the Lord. I want you to know, each of you today, that God has spoken to his people throughout the course of history, but he is still speaking today. He is still speaking to us. He is still calling sinners to repentance. He is still calling Christians closer to him. And he's still reaching for people that have great potential, wanting to bring that to pass in their life. And the question for all of us is today, do we have ears to hear? Helen Keller, who was both blind and deaf, felt that it was a greater handicap to be deaf than it was to be blind. I don't know that we would agree with that, but then again, we haven't been both deaf and blind. We probably don't value the gift of hearing like we really should. But think about it, it's the main way of communication between human beings. Yes, we text and we email and send messages on Facebook a lot today, but when we're able to listen to someone speak, instead of just reading it, we get a better perception of what they mean. We get the inflection in their voice, and we pick up on the personality of the one speaking, and the meaning of words can change depending on how they sound. Written words are extremely effective, but there are sometimes that there's just no substitute for the spoken word. And maybe that's why God would often use hearing to illustrate his communication with man. Many times when Jesus would communicate a principle that was important, he would then say, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. What he was talking about was spiritual perception. He that hath ears to hear. Not everyone understood what Jesus was saying in those parables, but only those who had spiritual perception, ears to hear. Only they understood the meaning of what Jesus taught. And so that is what I want to speak to us about here today. Ears to hear. Ears to hear. Throughout the Old and New Testaments, God would speak to his messengers. From the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, he would talk with Adam and Eve. We read how he would talk with Job and with Noah and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Then later with Moses and Joshua and with the prophets. It was after then a period of 400 years of silence that God robed himself in flesh and came to this earth in the form of a man. And directly here on this earth, he connected with men and with women. He spoke to them of great things. He taught them of the kingdom of heaven, and he ministered to their lives and to their needs. He told them of things to come. And after his crucifixion and resurrection, after when he ascended back to heaven, he then sent his Spirit to speak to those people and to speak through them. After all, he had promised them that he would not leave them comfortless. And so through the Holy Spirit, his Spirit, he still continues even today to speak to people. He primarily speaks to us through his word. The psalmist wrote, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." But God also speaks to us through his Spirit. There are some who have heard the audible voice of God, but more often it is through our perception. It is through our inner man. It is through our senses that through discernment that God guides us or impresses us. If you have learned to recognize the voice of God in your life, you need to be very thankful for that. Oh, you need to treasure his voice. You don't ever need to take it for granted. And today, if you have not developed the perception to hear the voice of God, but if you have that desire, then I want to encourage you today, because God is speaking to our lives. He is calling us. He is reaching for us to draw us closer in relationship to him. And so if you will make room to hear the voice of God, if you will have ears to hear, then God will speak to your life. And with time and experience, you will learn to communicate with God, not just to talk to him, but to hear his voice speaking to your life in return. God may speak through a scripture. He may talk to us quietly in prayer. He may use a brother or sister in the Lord to encourage us. His voice may come through the voice of spiritual people in our life, a pastor or another Christian leader. And he also will use dreams, even angels at times, or the gifts of the Spirit, the supernatural gifts that God has given to the church. If you want to know more about spiritual gifts, then I encourage you to make sure you watch our lessons on Wednesday night. But these are all ways that we can hear from God. I encourage you today, be open to hearing the voice of the Lord. Have an ear to hear. Learn to recognize his voice. Tune into it. Develop a sensitivity to the moving of the Spirit of God. Be led of the Holy Ghost. And there is no telling what God will speak to your life and what he will lead you to do and how he will bless you if you will have an ear to hear. I believe that God wants to speak more and not less in this day that we live. I believe he wants to speak even more and not less in this day that we live. But the thing is, we're so busy with life. We're so wrapped up in humanity. We're so focused on the day-to-day of living, and we just don't make room like we should in our lives to hear the voice of God. Hey, I want to tell you, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of commotion, a lot of distraction. There's people running to and fro, just like the Bible declares. Even under our stay-at-home order, there was people running to and fro and going everywhere. People are busy. There's so much going on around us. And if we don't have an ear to hear, if we don't make room for the voice of God in our lives, if we are not willing to set aside whatever else we're involved in order to tune in to his Spirit, then we are going to miss what God wants to say. But oh, if we would be willing, if we would have a heart after the things of God, if we'd be willing to have an ear that can hear. Oh, that might mean interrupting our plans. It might inconvenience our schedule. But if we have a desire, and if we will seek after the voice of God, He will speak to our lives. Praise the Lord. One thing to always remember about the voice of God, every way that God communicates with us, it will be compatible with His Word. If we have a dream, if we have an impression in our spirit, if there's a friend that speaks to us, even a pastor, and if that message contradicts the Bible, then we can know that that message is not from God. Even if it's from an angel. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, "But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Oh, it's important that we read the Word of God. It's important that we study the Bible. It's important that we memorize Scripture so that we can tune in to God's voice. And then, however God would speak to us, we can know without a shadow of a doubt that is the voice of God. That is His presence speaking to my life. That person is right on it. Or that sermon, that hit me right where I'm living. And it matches up with the Word of God. Have you ever prayed and it just seemed like the windows of heaven were closed? No matter how hard you prayed, and it didn't seem to be an answer. It just seemed that God was silent. And well, before you give up on prayer, let me encourage you today. That happened in the Bible. And there was many times that would take place, but it was a testing. It was a time of testing. Think about old Job. He was faithful. He was a man that loved God. He was upright. He hated evil, but it was clear that God was testing him. And that happens. That does happen in life. Oh, how wonderful the times when we begin to pray and it's like the presence of God was already there in the room and He was just waiting for us. And oh, there's just such a moving of His Spirit, and you can just feel the Holy Ghost come on you like a flood. There's a flow of the Spirit and you can feel it so strongly. And in times like that, you hear Him speaking so clearly to your life. But there are also times when it seems that God is silent. There are times that it seems like the heavens are just shut and there's no answer and we can't hear His voice and we don't know what to do. We just can't seem to get through to God. But don't you dare give up on prayer if you're in that place today. Oh, don't you dare, because it could be that God is just allowing a season, a time, a space of silence in order to build your faith and to test your determination to see if you are really committed to making it through. You keep faithful. You keep walking in faith. The answer is going to come. It's just a space. It's just a season. It's just a time of testing. See, God does allow those periods of silence as testing in our lives. But we also see in the Bible when God was silent as punishment for His people. We read today in our text, a time when God was silent due to the sin and the rebellion of Israel. Eli, the high priest, had allowed his sons to defile the things of God's house. Eli had displeased the Lord because he neglected to truly discipline his sons in their immoral ways, bringing their sin right to the door of the tabernacle. Our text said there was no open vision. The ministry of the prophet was silent. Prophets of God were often given visions and dreams to communicate the will of God to the people. In Numbers 12 and 6, God defended Moses and He said, "Hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you. I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream." Without the visions of prophets, the people were out of touch with God. Proverbs 29 and 18 declares, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." I tell you today, it is a sad day when God is silent because of the rebellion of his people. How much do we value the voice of God in our life? Do we have an ear to hear? Even if what God speaks to us is not what we would want to hear. Many people, they only listen for the things they want to hear, and they tune out everything else. But oh, are we willing to still listen to the voice of God when he has something to say that we don't like? Are we still open to hearing his voice? Will we still follow the leading of his spirit? Sometimes God's will is different than the will of our flesh. It may be the opposite of what we want to do, but oh, to hear the voice of God, it is a great privilege. It is a wonderful, wonderful blessing. It is far better to hear the voice of God and it bring correction to our lives than, God forbid, he would be silent and there would be no vision and the people would perish. Eli was the high priest and he had judged Israel for 40 years. Oh, he had some very good attributes. He showed kindness to Hannah in her travail for a child, and God gave her Samuel. When God told Samuel all that would come to Eli's family, he humbly accepted it. Upon his very unique and dramatic death, when he heard that the Ark of the Covenant had been stolen, he fell backward and broke his neck. Oh, his horror over the Philistines capturing the Ark of God. It shows that he had deep concern for the things of God. But his neglect to discipline his sons was inexcusable. It was a sad time in Israel when God would not speak. Eli was out of touch and he was unable to hear the voice of God. Oh, that there would be someone who would hear God's voice. Many have turned their backs on God. They followed other things that pleased them rather than the voice of God. They filled their lives so full of fleshly desires that they wouldn't know the voice of God if it came directly through their ear pods. I tell you today, people are so full of the things of life. They're listening to so much noise. Oh, it's a sad situation when God wants to speak, but no one has an ear to hear. Let that not be said of our day. Let that not be said of our city. Let that not be said of our church, that we were too busy and we were too preoccupied and we were too full of the flesh to hear God speak. And so he was silent. Someone have an ear today to hear what the Lord would say to your life. Oh, make room for the voice of God. Clear out the things of sin. Get rid of the things of the flesh in your life and tune in to the voice of the Spirit. We need ears to hear. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. In other words, the word of the Lord was a very rare thing in those days. But there was a woman in Israel who was desperate to have a child. And Hannah came to the house of the Lord, and she vowed that if God would give her a son, that she would devote him in the service of the Lord all the days of his life. Her desperate prayer got the attention of God. Eli thought she was just drunk, but when she told him her desire, he pronounced a blessing on her. Before the end of that year, she had a son and named him Samuel. It was the desperation of Hannah that got God's attention. Oh, there's truth in the words of James. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I tell you, God has given us a promise. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Thank God for the power we have in prayer. When Samuel was old enough, she took him and presented him to Eli, and she left him there at the house of the Lord. Each year she would come, and she would bring him a coat, and Even though she only had a few years with him, there was something very special about Hannah, and she must have inspired something very great in Samuel, because even though he was just a child, he was the only one in Israel that was able to hear the voice of God. Can I speak to someone today? Oh, you may be the only one in your social circle that desires to hear the voice of God, but don't you let that stop you. You may be the only one in your family who has a heart after God, but don't you dare let that stop you. Everyone else may be chasing the things of the world, but you keep drawing close to God. You keep listening for His voice. You may be the only one in your school, the only one on your job, the only one out of all your acquaintances, but oh, you keep that desire to hear God's voice. You keep an ear to hear, because God will speak to you, and you will learn the voice of God, and you will dwell with Him in heavenly places, and God will use you mightily. Have an ear to hear today. Oh, God is still speaking. God is still speaking to His people. But He's only going to speak to those who are listening. Only those who are listening will hear Him. Samuel had served Eli faithfully in the tabernacle, until one night when he was sleeping, he heard his name called. Thinking it was Eli, he rushed to him. But no, it wasn't him. And again it happened, a third time it happened, and Eli, this time he understood that God was calling the child. Oh, can you imagine with me what Eli was thinking when he came to that realization, knowing that he no longer heard the voice of God, but here was a child that was sensitive to the power of God's Spirit, and God was speaking to him. He told him to go back, and if it happened again, that he should respond and say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant hear." When the voice came again, he responded. Oh, Samuel had served Eli, but the Bible says that he didn't know the Lord. He hadn't had a personal encounter with God, but oh, he had ears to hear. And God revealed to him the coming doom of Eli's house. And God said, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle." The Lord speaks to those who listen. He is still searching for those who would say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Oh, when there's a lack of God's voice, it's not a problem with God's ability to speak. Hear me today, when there's a lack of God's voice, it's not a problem with God's ability to speak, but it's a people problem. Oh, it's a people problem, because He's not going to speak if we're not willing to listen. Oh, God, help us to have an ear to hear. It was not strange that God chose to speak to Samuel during the nighttime hours. Oh, that's when things are quiet and still. That's when we can hear the best, when our mind is clear and uncluttered with life, and we can pick up on God's presence more easily. Elijah didn't sense God in the whirlwind. He didn't sense Him in the earthquake or in the fire, but it was in the still, small voice. If we're going to have ears to hear, then we have to listen carefully so that we don't miss it. We seek after the Lord, and then we search and we seek and we pray and we reach for Him. And when we do, I tell you, we will find Him, but we've got to listen carefully so we don't miss His voice. There are millions and millions of invisible radio waves coming from control towers and computers all over the world, cell phones and internet and LTE and 4G and 5G and Bluetooth. There's words, there's music, there's sounds, there's data, and they all literally fill the air. The only way we can connect with those waves is by using a receiver. It may be a phone, it may be an iPad, it may be a computer, it may be a radio. And that receiver picks up those radio waves and it transforms the invisible and the inaudible into something that we can hear or something that we can see. The Word of God is going out into the world continually. It is loud and it is clear, but the majority of people will never hear it. God is speaking, but the majority of people will never hear it because they are not tuned in. They are not tuned in. They're listening to everything else. Their receiver is focused on other things, and the voice of God just drifts right by their life. I tell you today, we have to be receptive if we want to receive God's word. But if we will have an ear to hear, God will speak to our lives. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, God says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." He goes on and says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." What a picture this is. Oh, see this with me today. Here is Jesus saying, and he is standing at the door of his church. Jesus, this is his church, but he's on the outside and he's knocking. It's his church, but he's not on the inside. He's held up on the outside, and he says, "If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will eat with him, and he with me." I tell you today, the Lord is knocking. The Lord wants to have a relationship with us, and it will be more real than any other relationship we have in life. He is at the door. He is waiting for us to hear him. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church." Oh, what does God have to do to get our attention? What does he have to allow in order to get our focus off so many other things in life? He stands at the door and knocks. Oh, would somebody have an ear to hear? Would somebody tune in to the presence of God? Would somebody push back from the other things in life and say, "Oh God, here I am. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is speaking. God is reaching. God is telling you today, "I have something special for you, but you've got to tune in to my voice. You've got to hear what I would say. You've got to listen to the Spirit of God." In conclusion today, we're going to go into some music right now. And I want to ask that every house and that every person would go to the Lord in prayer. I want us to take some time and kneel or sit or stand or whatever you feel comfortable doing. But I want you to take some time and pray. I want us to pray through the noise. I want us to pray through the distractions of life and through all the junk that we have going on. And I want us to pray that God's voice would speak to us and that we would hear it, that we would be led of his Spirit. Oh, I wish we could be together to pray together. We need a breakthrough today. I wish we could pray together, but I miss that, but we don't have that today. That doesn't mean that God can't speak to you right where you are today. Oh, come on, would every husband, would every wife, every mom and dad, every child, every young person, would you open the door to God's voice in your life and say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." We've got to have ears to hear. Oh, would you spend time where you are right there in prayer, seeking after the voice of God and opening the doors to the Lord. He is knocking. He is ready to speak to your life, to your family, and to your need. Oh, let's have ears to hear today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.